Today on Changing Course, we're talking with Dr. Amy Elias, director of the Humanities Center here at the University of Tennessee. So I'm looking at a poster here of an event that's coming up. It's called Hillbilly Elegy, A Memoir of Family and Culture in Crisis. There will be a discussion with the author here on campus.
That's right. We're very excited.
That's Monday, April 30th at 7 p.m. at the Alumni Memorial Building in the fabulous Cox Auditorium.
Fabulous Cox Auditorium, yes.
It really is. I don't know how long you've been at UT, but I was here back when it was a basketball court.
Yeah, I've heard that story.
Yeah, it was not great for hearing speeches or talks.
Well, it is fabulous now.
It is. And how did this event come about? How did you decide upon this particular author, J.D. Vance?
Right. Well, the UT Humanities Center is sort of dedicated to promoting public conversations about issues that are really important to the nation, to the region, to human flourishing in the world. And we wanted to start a new series this year called Dialogues, Region and Nation. And that series is meant to bring in speakers and support events that generate public conversations about issues that are important to us, to in Tennessee and to the larger regions of which we're a part, such as Appalachia. So this is, we were thinking about what would be the great event to start off that series. And we landed on this idea that J.D. Vance would be a good speaker to launch that series this year.
And What can someone coming to this event expect?
At base, you can expect, I would imagine, a really large audience and a really good lecture. He's touring around the world or the country right now, speaking about his book, Hillbilly Elegy, a memoir of a family and a culture in crisis, which is a memoir about his own life and growing up in Ohio, basically, but with parents from rural Kentucky. So he was raised by his parents in Ohio, but spent a lot of time with his grandparents in Kentucky, and was part of a sort of dysfunctional family. His mother was a drug addict. His father abandoned him when he was 5 years old. Vance tells in his memoir of how he was raised by his grandmother and grandfather and given certain values that allowed him to go to finish high school and then go to college and then eventually graduate from Yale Law School, enlist in the Army, and do other things that made him the success that he is today. So what you could expect is to hear him talking about that book and his life experience, for one thing, I would think. In addition, he is a public commentator and has a lot to say about current states of the politics and I think the state of culture. He's been a commentator for the Nation and other venues, and so you might hear a little bit of political or social commentary as well.
And this book has done extremely well. I can tell you that when I was out in California last year and I was in a bookstore and someone just said, where are you from? And I said, I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee. And they said, oh, have you read Hillbilly Elegy? I was like, wow,
That's the kind of reaction we're getting all the way around. I mean, the book has over 11,000 customer reviews on Amazon.com. It's been described by various outlets as a brilliant book. The National Review, Ron Howard is going to make a movie of it soon. So it really, on the one hand, the book and what Vance says in that book about his life and about Appalachia seem to have resonated with many people, particularly the Horatio Alger or American Dream story that he constructs about his life as a sort of rags to riches and success story. But I would say that I think another reason the book has sold so well and people know about it is that it is controversial, that there is another section of the public that says, and quite vehemently, that he does not have the right to speak for this region, that he himself is not a hillbilly, he was raised in Ohio, or that his view of Appalachia and the politics of social life is very oversized. simplified. And so I think people have read this book for different reasons and have come to very, very different conclusions about it. And that has generated a controversy, which has sold more books and made it more of a book in the public eye.
Right. There's no general consensus. I mean, it has been a divisive book in a lot of ways, but definitely has created a lot of interesting conversations.
It really has, and that's what we're about. I mean, the book came out at a certain time. It came out written in 2016, right during the presidential elections, and it has been cited as an articulation of the views of a certain white working class sensibility that actually led to the election of Donald Trump in that presidential race. So, you know, there's also a timeliness about the book that it makes it interesting. But yes, it's deeply controversial and it does generate public conversations. And that's what we're about. That's what the Humanities Center does. On the one hand, we are a research center on the campus of the University of Tennessee. We provide support and funding for research in the arts and humanities fields for 9 different departments in the College of Arts and Sciences. We have research seminars. We have lecture series and book groups. We have graduate student internships. We do a lot of internal research things. But the other arm, the other thing that we do at the Humanities Center is we have public programming that generates conversations about issues and events that are important to our region and to the nation at large.
How long has the Humanities Center been around at UT in its current form?
We're very young. We've only been in existence 6 years. And so our first director, Thomas Heffernan, who is now an emeritus professor in English, started the center, and it's my job to continue its mission to grow especially its public programming.
Your series is called Dialogues, Region and Nation. What else is coming up, or how will this take shape over the rest of the year?
Thanks for asking that. I mean, we're starting with J.D. Vance because he is such a well-known figure. But we are immediately following up this lecture in the fall, in September, as a matter of fact, in this particular series, with writers who offer alternative viewpoints from Vance's, both on Appalachia and on the kinds of social life that he talks about. So we're hoping to bring in 2, maybe 3 different speakers between September and May of next year who will just offer radically different points of view and help continue this conversation about what Appalachia is, how it should be discussed, who has the right to discuss it, where it should go in the future. Again, these are very, very complicated questions. And boy, people have very different points of view on it.
Dr. Elias, thanks so much for talking with us on Changing Course.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.